Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Farris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Zoldak. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mel Hoderlein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Klutz and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. One out. Farris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Murray and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zernial moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoldak moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain bunts towards third. Joost fields it and throws to first for the out. Zoldak moves to third. Joost moves to second. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Klutz for a passed ball. Zoldak scores. Joost moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Senators, 1. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Masterson covering, for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoderlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin catches it and throws to first to double up Zaldak. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 0 for 1 in the game. Klutz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Masterson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Klutz moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoderlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Hoderlin reaches second base with a double. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klutz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoderlin moves to third. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Hoderlin scores. Klutz moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Senators, 2. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Klutz moves to third. Masterson moves to second. Bob Hooper now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klutz scores. Masterson moves to third. Yost moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Masterson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Joost hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wood. Fain reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. It's 4-3, Senators. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain scores. Philly moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 4, Senators, 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow is walked intentionally. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Philly trying to get to home. Jensen throws the ball into Klutz, who tags Philly, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Vallow moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoderlin bunts in front of the plate. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to second. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klutz is walked intentionally. Gil Cohn pinch runs for Clyde Klutz. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a line drive into center field. Philly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Philly. Vernon scores. Cohn moves to third. Yost moves to second. It's 5-4. Senators. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-4 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. George Bradshaw now catching. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Ray Murray. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kite Thomas pinch hits for Johnny Kukab. Kite Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Joost hits a line drive into left field. Wood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Thomas goes all the way around to score. Joost moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 5, Senators, 5. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Astroth now catching. Ed Wright now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Runnels moves to third. Wood moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon is walked intentionally. Frank Campos pinch hits for Mel Hoderlin. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos hits a line drive into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.